to let it out, yo. This is your host, Rubenati.
And your boy, Rip.
And you're about to listen to a new episode, Let It Out Show.
All right, y'all, listen up.
What up, y'all? This is your host, Rubenati.
And your boy, Griff.
And we want to welcome you back to another episode of Let It Out Show. Welcome, I know, man. It's been a minute, but we do have...
So many.
Man, we've been busy as hell.
It's been an hour. Ain't been no minute.
Yeah. It's been days.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're back. We always step by and you know, say something.
Leave check our in, y'all.
Point of view.
See what's new with y'all, everybody out there. Make sure we still healthy, y'all, by the way. We still good over here.
Wood that wood.
I know the world doing
this is not
crazy
actually wood.
Thing.
This is not actual wood. I actually do that shit and I don't believe in it, but I do it anyway.
Yeah, we good. I don't know. I hope y'all are good out there.
A little
friendly reminder from the non-media attention person. Just take care of yourself. You know, get some exercise. Drink some water every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, just take your vitamins. What are you pointing at?
Your radio.
Oh. Turn off your radios. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out there, just make sure that you know, immune systems do work.
Yeah,
just take care of it.
You know, when I knew that this is going downhill, man, look.
Yo.
Joe Rogan got COVID.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. He announced it. He told people.
Yeah, but... I'm taking what the supplements that he's taking.
Yeah, of course.
And I haven't got it. You know, we've been exposed.
Oh, true.
Me and you've been exposed to fucking
COVID. Quite a bit.
I went to get a test last night.
Just to make sure.
I did not because my daughter has COVID.
Okay.
She did got it.
Yeah.
But she didn't feel anything. She didn't feel anything.
Yeah.
I mean,
atypical.
Asymptomatic.
Asymptomatic. That's the word.
So I said, So if my daughter is like that. What if I am the same way?
Oh, you are.
So let me just go check it. Cause
yeah, just in case.
Yeah. Well, Monday I wasn't feeling too good. Did I tell you? I was dizzy and stuff.
Yeah, that's right, you did.
So I was like, oh my God, do I got that? So, but I couldn't get a test anywhere, bro.
Yeah, where'd you
go? It's almost impossible to get a test right then and then. You have to make an appointment.
Oh, okay.
So the appointment, they gave me an appointment for Thursday.
Yesterday?
All right. So I went last night and got it done. And they gave it to me right there. Within a couple 20 minutes or so.
Wow, that's fast.
Yeah, it was quick.
Okay, cool.
And it's negative. It's a negative test, so I'm happy about that. But this morning, I wake up, you know, looking at the gram, and I saw Joe Rogan's message.
Yeah.
Like,
I got it.
Oh, I said, oh, this is not good.
Why not?
Because I always said, yo, if he hasn't got it, what he's saying that is, because he brings a lot of doctors and stuff like that to his show.
Okay.
So he get a lot of inputs about what to take and what not to take.
So what, he thought he was going to take stuff and not get it at all?
I thought that what he was taking, keeping his body and his immune system in check, was going to prevent from you to get that.
Maybe I didn't read it right. He has it, but he's not like in the hospital in a respirator.
Because he's been... He's not vaccinated, by the way.
Yeah, he's not vaccinated. He's just not...
Well, he's been taking care of his body and taking all these things.
Good.
By the way, I am taking... I told you about it.
Exactly. That's my point right there.
So, since I've been exposed so many times to COVID and not and haven't been infected...
Or have you been? I'm just fought it off.
Maybe I have and I didn't notice.
That's where I'm going.
So, now that he got it, it's just like, oh, shit.
No, it's not. It's like, oh, okay. Here's the thing, man. Again, media never tells you that, okay, 1,000 people. Yeah. Out of 1,000 people, 100 of them got sick and died. Why don't the 9,900 ever come into the report? Why doesn't anyone ever talk about that?
You said 9,900.
That's like 10,000?
You said 8,000. You said 8,000. Check your math. Check your math, boy. Check your math.
1,000 people, 100 die sick, whatever. But there's 900 that are perfectly fine and healthy and nothing happens. But how often do we hear about the 900?
Oh,
never.
Barely ever.
Like, never. They're like, oh, 1,000 people died of the vaccine. Okay, but 20 million are good. Like,
yeah.
No one talks about it. And
because
and
not
I say
acceptable.
That to be kind of cold-hearted and maybe you think, oh, you just don't care, Greg. I do care. But, like, I just don't... I'm pretty sure I'm not one of the 100. I'm part of the 900. I think you're part of the 900. And I don't think that because I'm something special. It's just the majority. I'm part of the majority. You're part of the majority.
I was.
And even here in our plant, that's, like you said, we've been exposed. People here have had it. But the majority...
hasn't.
We or has.
Or hasn't. Or,
and just chilling. We like, hey, I'm good. You're good. I'm good.
You know what's crazy? Here's the thing, man. It's not... When you said that, I understand it.
Yeah.
I understand it clearly. But a lot of people don't understand that.
Not yet.
They don't understand that there's people who gonna die. Listen, yes. I was one of those guys that didn't get it. The flu, the influenza. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I was for years. I didn't get that. I was like, I didn't get no damn shot. Yeah. I don't know what that was in it.
Yeah.
And so it came and got me, bro.
There you go.
Something I don't wish on anybody.
The flu sucks.
I don't know what it is to be close to dying, but I thought that was it.
This is it. I thought that was pushing roses, babies.
Yeah. The fact that you can't go to the bathroom on your own and get up out of bed on your own.
That's the part I hate. You can't
move. It was so scary, bro. Yeah. And then when I was out of it, my doctor said, so how about that shot, boy? And I was like, How about it?
Let's go.
You know, I'm saving it, that, bro.
That's the same way that those who aren't vaccinated and get the COVID, they do the same thing. They get sick and they go in the hospital and then, oh, you know, you guys, yeah. You should probably try to take it. It's probably a good idea. And it's like, all right.
I know somebody.
Even if you don't know what's in it, I just want to go down that road for a little bit. Then we have to, okay, let's make an agreement. Then we're going to get off the COVID. Are we going to stay on it the whole time?
No.
All right. So, real quick. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So, let me go down this road just real quick. You don't know what's in the shot. They came up with it too fast. Excuse number three, you know, whatever, all kind of. So somebody got it and they had side effects. All this, that, and the other, and good stuff, and whatever, whatnot, whatnot, whatnot. Okay, so here's your two options. Basically, they boil down to this. In my opinion, I'm no doctor, but let's just go with common sense Dr. Greg, okay? Common sense Dr. Greg. Here's your two options. Possible side effects, or possibly COVID. Those are your two choices. Which one do you want? That's it. There's no in between. At some point, you will be exposed. You will contract the virus. That's a given. So, possible side effects, which means you may get nothing at all. You may be just A-okay. Or possibly COVID.
Nah.
You're going to kind of be jacked.
I know people that got it, right?
Yeah.
And before they got it, they were like, man, fuck that vaccine. I wasn't in it. Right? Like you're saying?
Yeah.
Then they got it, right?
Yeah.
And then when I asked them, so you going to take the shot now? And their answer wasn't like, man, I don't know what's in it. Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Their answer was like, I don't know if I will take it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. All of a sudden.
Changed from hell to the no to...
I've been kind of looking into it a little bit to see.
That was hilarious. I was like, oh, so now you're indecisive of what you're going to do with that shot.
Which is good. I mean, people, it takes a lot to teach people, especially adults. Adults, they don't enjoy learning because they think it makes them inferior. But I got a question for you, man. Yeah.
People that don't know how to love, right?
Ooh, nice.
People that don't know how to love. But people be like, oh, I love you. But love is something very intense. You can see, you can feel it, right?
True, when people
do something for you that you're like, holy Jesus.
Like, that's love.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. People who don't know how to do that and show that type of love, do they learn how to love when they lose something special in their life?
I think...
Or someone who they love, but they don't... You know what I mean?
Well, here's the thing about someone, and I love the way you explained this and started off. People who don't know how... That means they never learned, right? Generally, that's because they were never shown. And it's not like, okay, so let's take this example. So there's a mom and a dad, and they spoil their kid rotten. Anything he wants, anything she needs, they got it. I'm there for you. Does that mean they love them?
Yeah.
Okay, so now that same person wants to show love to a romantic interest. How can they? The only thing they know to do It's buy. Not, I'll just give you anything you
want. Oh, you're saying buy. Oh, no, 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 no.
Buy, give.
Yeah,
buy,
yeah,
give.
Yeah, yeah.
Here,
yeah, yeah.
Take whatever you want.
No, that's not. That's not.
Whatever
that's
you.
Not.
Hey, you messed up in school, but I'm here for you. I got your back. We'll just go to the me against the world, sweetheart. Even though you're a bad behind kid and didn't know what you're supposed to do and didn't listen. I got you. I love you. So now that person never learned. What's love? Love is, it's a two-way street. You
but
know,
do
there's
you think,
a little more to it than just giving the person everything you got.
I agree with you. But do you think that losing someone, like someone died, you, your grandma, your grandfather, your uncle, your favorite uncle, your brother, anybody, not you, you know,
yeah.
a person loses somebody
special to them,
really close to them,
teaches them to love.
When they experience that loss, does that teach them how... I think it should teach people how to love. Like
it, I think it should, but I don't think it does.
Because I think it does.
Okay.
I think it does. Listen, since I'm a little kid, I've been losing a lot of people, close people to me. A lot of people close to me.
Right, right.
I have a lot of... My family's huge.
True.
And I had a lot of friends. Uh-huh. And a lot of friends die, and I bury them.
Yeah.
So, and family members.
And because of that, you learn to hold on tighter.
Yeah, my family's so close, bro.
Yeah.
It's really close. My cousins and I are brothers. We ain't cousins.
Yeah. That's family.
You know what I'm saying?
Not,
my aunt and my aunt and uncle, it's about serious man. It ain't about none of that joking shit, yo.
Yeah.
It's like I'm like I treat my mama, that's, cool. that's how I treat my aunt.
The same
exact way.
That's beautiful.
But we close tight. I got call anybody in my family right now.
Yeah.
Anybody.
What's up, man? What you need? I got what's up?
What's up, honey? What you anything, yo, it's crazy. It's crazy. My wife is like, yo, your family's off the chain.
That's family. That's
now,
family.
Now, I learned by losing type of families like that how to love, because you have to love so when they actually leave, you experience that loss.
You actually lost something.
You dig
yes.
what I'm saying? Like you feel like, oh, my little heart is broken
mm-hmm.
because and that's mm-hmm. just, you lost your love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I think that has taught me how to love people in life.
I agree with that.
You
yeah.
understand me? Like, I won't wait for you to die to be like, oh, my God. No, I'm loving you
right now. Because you're here, and I can't.
I show you my love right now when
Dude,
you're here.
So,
people who have never lost anything like that.
Yeah.
Like a close family member or brother or a close best friend.
They
don't know
really
how to love.
Yet.
I don't think they know how to love exactly how to love for real. Because they never lost love before. When you lose something, bro, you learn how to appreciate the next one.
Hmm.
And the next one, okay, you lose your car,
sometimes.
you lose your car, boom, car accident, car was paid off, your best car you ever had, you lose it, boom, because you didn't fix the freaking brakes.
Oh, yeah,
Guess what you're going to do next time?
You're going to learn,
you're going to take care of that car, don't
True.
You?
True.
That's, it's something material, but, you know,
yeah,
I'm
but
just giving an example.
Same line of reason, I got you.
So, what are your thoughts on that?
I 100%. Agree, and I think that is true, and I get it, but I also know people who are the opposite, who grew up never losing somebody, lost somebody major, and still don't know how to properly show love. They just don't know how. They don't know how.
They didn't say, I lost that, didn't show love before
yeah.
they left, so let me just show love to this one who's here.
Yeah, no, not at all. They just don't have it. They just. Instead,
it's not on the DNA.
instead of seeing that and appreciating what you do have, they purely focus on what they lost, and that's it. All they can do is, man, I lost someone. Man, I can't believe I lost. Like, and it's because they never lost anything before.
Have you ever heard people saying, "Man, I lost someone, and last time I talked to them, I didn't even say I love you to them. You know, I didn't even say."
Yeah, I heard that.
Have
before.
You ever heard this
yeah,
before?
Yeah. That it's those kind of people.
That type of shit.
That
like
kind
that?
Of people, right there.
That type of shit like that. It should, based on your experience. You used to learn. You need to learn from your experiences.
Yes.
From your experiences. You need to learn. It should happen to you. So if you say, okay, that person died. I didn't even get to say goodbye. I didn't even get to say I love you.
From then on, you should be like, are
your people
close to you?
Yo, sometimes this is what I do. Call me corny, but this is what I do. I text all my family one by one. Love you. Thinking of you. Boom. And
yeah,
then like once
just
a month.
Hit them all out.
And my sister always is the one to answer with a big paragraph saying, oh my God, you stole my heart again. My little brother. You know, and she just gets, she's very sensitive on that, but she's very appreciative of it.
Yeah, she does.
And
she gets
and,
it.
And it's
she
one of those
feels
things.
That love.
Do you know people like that, though? Is my question.
You want to know something really weird that you asked that? It was the most, and I promise I'm not making this up, because you can't make this up. I'm sitting at my desk today, just chilling, and I get a phone call, but it's not a telemarketer, because my phone say it was
scam or whatever.
Suspected spam or whatever. It was just a phone number, you know, 7 digits, and I'm just like, or 10 digits, I'm like, all right. So I pick it up, and I hear somebody go, "Hi, what's your name?" It's like a little kid. I'm like, "Hey, this is Greg, hello." And then another lady goes, "Sorry about that," click, hangs up. So I'm thinking, I guess maybe like a little kid, got his mom's phone, dialed me randomly, and they answered. Okay, cool. I wait about 5-6 minutes, the same phone number calls again. I'm like, man, she must just give the phone to the kid again. I'm like, all right, so, you know, hey, let's see what's up. This is Greg. "Hi, I hope you have a really nice day. Hey, everybody here, we're calling you randomly. We don't know you. We just want to call you and say we hope you have a great day."
Are you serious?
I was like, thank you. This is, thank you. Thank you so, I was like, I hope you guys have a good day. I hope you have a good weekend. And they were like, "Thank you so much. Yeah, we're just trying to tell everybody we hope they have a good day today. Thank you very much. Okay, bye. Bye." Gone. No idea. No clue who they were. Never seen the number. Just,
I never heard of that.
Never. I've never heard of that.
That's nice.
Right?
That is nice.
I was like, "What?" And so back to your previous thing. No. My family rarely, if ever, just calls for no reason to say, "Hey, you know what? Have a good day, man. I was thinking about you. I hope everything..." Actually, my best friend, a good friend of mine, he will randomly, like, you know, once or twice a week. But just like random family...
You should start that.
You're right about that.
You should start that. Somebody have to break the ice, but let me tell you something real funny.
Okay.
And something ironic. Then people call you by random, right?
Just random.
And they have no idea who they call.
No.
Meaning they have no idea that they call a super nice freaking guy, bro.
They had no idea.
Because they could have called people that I know, they'd be like, "Man, fuck off."
Yeah, you know what I mean? Or something crazy.
What are you,
like,
I'm at work. You bothering me for telling me good
day? Have a nice day for what? I'm having a terrible day. I don't want to have a nice day. You have a bad day. You know what I mean?
Man, the hell are you? You bothering me at work?
I don't even know you.
Go bother somebody else. Bitches, boop, and hang on. And they had no idea who they called. They called one of the nicest guys I ever know. That's crazy.
It was cool.
That's amazing. That's pretty dope.
So I'm gonna share that out there to y'all too. All right. So, big believer in the Bible. Everything it says is true. It says, there's more happiness in giving than in receiving. If you're ever feeling down, you want to feel better, you're on your way home, stressed out from work, if you ever have a bad day, whatever, fight with your girlfriend, try that. Try that one day. Just pick your phone up, type some random numbers in. It's free long distance, so don't act like you can't do it. Just call a random number. When a person picks up, "Hey, you don't know me. I don't know you. I just randomly dialed you. I just want you to have a nice day today. Hope you have a good evening. Enjoy your day. See you later." I'm going to do it. Because what's the worst going to happen? Even if I get your caller.
That's great!
I might be like, "Hey, bro, look here. Let it out, bro. What you got? Yell at me. I don't even know you, but you got something to let out? Let it out, bro. Tell me about it." They might be like, "Oh, for real?
They going to be here." All you're going to hear is a
boop. They might just hang up. Then they're going to spread that story. "Man, somebody just called me trying to tell me of a good day."
But you know I'm going to tell my girl about this.
Of course.
And hopefully this happened to her.
Of course.
You know that I'm known for this. And my wife sometimes like, "Man, why are you talking to these people like you know them?"
Let's say I call
my insurance company, right?
Yeah.
And I'm talking to them. Okay, so I'm calling to ask about these charges and whatnot. Or this coverage. And all of a sudden, I said, "Okay, I'm sorry. I got my 3-year-old screaming." And then they go like, "Oh, I got kids too. I know exactly how to say." You know, that's... And then we go in a conversation, bro. That takes about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And my wife is looking at me the whole time like, "You are incredible.
Why are you talking to these people?
I'm like, I don't know. It just happened.
Or maybe it's...
Do you do the same thing?
Yeah. But my wife says the same. She's like, "Why?" She's like, "You talk a lot. You can talk to anybody."
But guess what? That's why we have a talk show, boy.
Yeah. That's what you do. Like, the loan officer helped me get my house. She regularly just Well, hey, how's everything going? How's the kids? I heard you guys were going to paint. How'd the painting go? And my wife's like, you're still talking to her? And I'm like, yeah. Why?
The insurance lady, what do you mean?
Why not? I mean, she helped me get the house. Yeah, that was 6 years ago. I know. So, like, you know, it's just...
I had the same thing with my realtor. You gotta be a
person.
My realtor is the same way.
Right?
She's a black lady that she's funny as hell. Man. Like, I talked to her and she just made me laugh with the things she said. Like, she comes up with some random stuff. But my wife don't understand it.
Yeah,
they don't
get it. They're like,
she's like, you think that's funny? I see,
you didn't get it? Yeah.
She don't have a sense of humor like me.
Aw. She doesn't. That's why she got you.
She doesn't. Like, the other day I made her laugh for something so stupid that I didn't think it was funny. And she was just wouldn't stop laughing. I said, you really found that funny? And she goes like, oh my God, I can't even breathe.
Yeah.
The only reason why I was happy is because I like to make my wife laugh.
Me too.
I love to hear her laughing, bro.
I think it's hard for them to get that real deep down true laugh.
But you know,
and that feels so rewarding when it comes out.
Yeah, you know why?
Yeah.
You know why? That's the number one to me, my opinion. The best way to get a woman to notice you is to make her laugh.
Ah.
Not by being a clown, just by being yourself.
Yeah, just being yourself, and they that big laugh comes out. Not the laugh they laugh around their family, like that big in the house
or
laugh.
Or that little side to side that you know they want to laugh hard. They just don't want to. yeah.
That one. Yeah.
They laugh shaking. Like your mama just smacked you when you was a kid and your hair goes out. You know?
Uh-huh. They're like,
But you know, it's to me it works.
Yeah, it works. Be yourself, man. Be yourself out there. Spare some positivity. Yo, we can't be here all day today, y'all. But, you know, we got to... Short and sweet, but we got to do this again real, real soon, y'all. Thank y'all for being listeners. Thank you for coming back and checking it out.
Yeah, man.
This is the real show, y'all, in case y'all don't know. I mean, y'all probably don't get enough
and of us. And I got a little message for everybody out there listening. Hey, listen, man, it's a holiday weekend. It's a lot of drinking and a lot of partying and a lot of hanging out and going to the beach. And, man, be safe, man. Be safe out there.
Be safe.
Make sure you don't drink and drive. And have fun so you can return to your normal life on Tuesday. Ooh. All right. We out.
That's it.
All right, y'all. Peace. Thank you for listening to another episode. Let It Out. Stay tuned for the next, y'all.